From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama to meet with President Castro. President Obama meets his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, today. On the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation, Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. That goes back to the days of Calvin Coolidge. He restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year hiatus. He arrived aboard presidential aircraft Air Force One and was greeted by Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Mr. Obama took a walking tour of Old Havana and met with his U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people.
Also Monday, Mr. Obama is to meet entrepreneurs and members of Cuba's civil society, including human rights activists, as well as deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. They were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." More than 50 people were detained. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. In Seoul earlier today, Sung Kim, he's the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy.
I think our message is pretty clear that they should refrain from all provocative actions, including missile tests, which are clearly in violation of Security Council resolutions.
Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of U.N. negotiations. This is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base 40 kilometers south of Mogadishu from two directions early Monday. Sunday, Kenya's military said it has killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes. A spokesman said 13 militants were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Lower Juba region. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. 26-year-old Mustafa Farido is from Latakia, Syria.
We don't know. We're coming from Lesbos, of Iceland, and we're coming quickly to here. We don't know what happened. They tell us you must evacuate the Iceland quickly.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal that was reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims have been processed. It also requires Ankara to step up efforts to crack down on illegal migration. A top Kurdish counterterrorism official tells VOA that an impending battle to take back the Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State will be a quote-unquote bloodbath. Polad Jangiz says that for 2 years, ISIS has been digging tunnels and planting booby trap explosives. He believes that 80% of the people are still in the city and that ISIS will use these people as human shields. He asks how it will be possible to bomb a building in order to kill an ISIS fighter while a family is within the same structure. The bloodshed, he says, will be unbelievable. Mosul is the second largest city in Iraq and since 2014 has served as the Islamic State's center for control for their operations around the country. Turkey blamed an Islamic State militant Sunday for Saturday's suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed four people and wounded dozens more. The Turkish Interior Minister said five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained.
Terörün gündemine
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed never to surrender to the agenda of terror. He said Turkey will defeat terrorist organizations and the powers behind them. Three Israelis and an Iranian were killed in Saturday's blast, the sixth suicide bombing in the country since July that have now killed more than 200 people. Voters in Niger went to the polls on Sunday to choose a president in a runoff with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons and the opposition boycotted the election. Mr. Issoufou said that at the end of this vote, whoever wins must first reunite all people of Niger. Unite the people, not just those on his side. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.